you guys to come up with some industry standards so that we can all share our knowledge and technologies together. Thank you. Back to Ron.
That's great. What I'd like to do now, Laser Media did call this meeting, but it is not a Laser Media meeting. Hopefully we are at the beginnings of an association of a vast divergent group. And to that end, what I would like to do now is try to create an agenda, or have this group create an agenda that speaks to the issues that are on your mind. And to facilitate that, what I'd like to do is ask if we have a volunteer who'd like to be a scribe and use that blackboard and see if we can get some agenda items that we can agree to bring to the table as issues for discussion. Do I have any volunteers?
I suppose I'm the woman.
No, that's not a good enough reason.
Well, she's also our secretary of trade.
I knew you'd end up with that job in there.
And I just encourage everybody to speak up and see if we can find some issues that we agree are worth discussing.
CDRH is one I want to put up there. I have called CDRH in advance of this, so, you know, there are some new regs coming out, and as one of the things, I'd just like to talk to the group for a second and open it up to you all, because they would like our input, too. So, as one of the items on the agenda is CDRH.
Anybody object to that being an issue?
No. That's a big issue.
Liability insurance.
Has anybody found any?
I'm getting close.
Insurance, I think that's worth it.
That's the government.
And the alternate means of insurance.
I think we need an overview of the market, just how it's composed and the participation.
I'd like to talk about formatting between controllers and projection systems.
Standardization, in other words?
Yeah.
Standard.
I'll change it. You guys can talk faster than I can.
I think we should have a mission statement for the association.
Kind of a lobby group.
About requirements to join the association.
History?
Background?
History of the industry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Promotion of a national directory or some sort of a directory from this organization for people to be able to contact.
How about slashing directory with publication of some sort?
Yeah, newsletter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The labor pool.
I'm sorry.
Labor pool.
We want to include the FAA under item number one up there. Or do you want to talk about this separately?
Kind of the same.
Labor. Workers.
Well, not laser. Labor.
Just having.
I have bylaws, election of officers, those kinds of things. I'd like to address performance standards, review of everyone's work here.
Product description?
No, what we sell, what the clients think they're buying, how the clients feel about what they've gotten.
Yeah. How about the taboo subject of pricing?
Did I miss somebody's?
I think there was just a clarification on the point. No, I think you're...
Okay.
My list is covered. Anybody else have anything else they want to add?
Well, a name. Are we stuck with
association? No, we're not stuck with it.
I don't think that.
Association name. There is no concrete in this room. Yes.
How about when we have another meeting, have it someplace where we can set up some big shows and kind of see what everybody's doing?
Pooling resources.
Huh?
Pooling
resources for the next convention kind of thing, or a festival. Or
next year.
Festival of laser artists, something like that.
Bring something in tomorrow.
The sharing of resources, renting backup equipment, things like that.
You guys can't say that again because I can't spell it.
Did you get equipment rental on there?
Pooling
resources, equipment rental.
Yeah.
What I wanted to get on was some kind of a setup where when we all get together, instead of just bringing a little projector, do some bigger shows so we can see, you know, like, I don't know what you're thinking about.
Plan the next meeting, essentially.
Yeah, convention performance, I guess. Convention shows.
I'd like to discuss the common vendors that we deal with. Scanner suppliers, laser suppliers, optics.
Mm-hmm. Refurbishing.
Yeah.
I'd like to discuss why there aren't any women here.
Are there...
I don't know if we could put this under another one, but the fact that we're, if I thought about how we could all take the same kind of pencil and a yellow pad and each one write their sales number down, excluding our laser manufacturers, but dealing explicitly with those that are out either manufacturing equipment or servicing the market, what their annual sales are. And it totally be autonomous. I don't know how you want to put it on there, but I would like to know a number of all the people here of what our yearly sales are, so we have some kind of a figure.
Tell the magazines.
Well, I would like it to be a real honest figure. That's why I like it to everybody. We should go buy some pencils, all sharpened to the same, and we all write a number and nothing else on the piece of paper.
How about bartering now?
That's an idea for the market.
Just gross sales.
Oh.
Gross sales.
Is that including like the entertainment or just products? Actually?
Well, I want just for your company, the total sales of the company, whatever that
right.
is.
Services or products.
Products, yeah.
As it relates to lasers.
As it relates to lasers, you know, if it's
laser
and are we talking, lighting or something. That
are we talking cash or should we put a value on barter as well?
Whatever you feel at.
Okay. However you value it.
Okay.
Last year's number, not what everyone's projecting.
Well, I think we have a pretty long list to talk about.
We didn't have a whole last year.
Yeah, that should take up today.
Yeah. You want to prioritize that list?
You want me to?
Yeah.
I'm this real phobia about standing in front of large groups of people. But that's okay.
The best way to overcome it.
I think this should be number one. It's a real common problem.
Cool. Mission statement.
I think
we should organize the group.
Organize this meeting.
Yes. And then deal with specific topics.
Right.
All right.
Which one was that mission statement?
Well, it could come under bylaws and officers.
Yeah. Get the business out of the way.
Yeah, bylaws and officers. How about 1A? And a name. Do you have a name?
Yeah. 13.
Anything else that would go with that first one?
Set up some kind of directory.
Yeah, can publish it.
Market overview should possibly be the second one.
Sure.
Gross sales would come under market overview, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You guys can all take a lunch break and I'll be your supporting your club.
Is there a flip side of that board?
Thanks, so maybe we can just transcribe that on the paper.
I've already
got
it.
Okay. You can put it on the I think Barbara's transcribing it down. She'll put it in the order that we prioritize.
Would requirements to join be part of the number one topic?
Yeah.
Part of the bylaws or something like that? History would probably come after overview. We're going to go down the list of topics.
What all do we want to include in standardization? Do we want to include performance review
standardization, I was thinking of technical issues. And in terms of performance, I was thinking of the relationship between the laser entertainment professionals and the people who buy laser entertainment.
Two distinct issues.
Yeah, like data formats of
data formats under standardization,
yeah.
And where we find problems when we try and sell laser shows, and people say, "I tried lasers and they're a nightmare." That's what I want to address with that performance review.
Well, how about next, the CDRH and insurance stuff, which are kind of important, I think.
It seems to me that these can be broken down into larger categories.
Yeah.
One is the organization. One is people that we interface with, or organizations that we interface with. One is equipment. And
there's some people's equipment. Government.
I have to be told what to do. I don't do it
very
okay. Well by myself.
We're just thinking now.
We elect some committee, steering committee or something. Member consisting of 5 or 7 or 9, whatever we can agree. And then solve that thing up. And make plans, schedule, and so on.
committees to deal with these particular issues, as opposed to trying to deal with them now as a group?
The committee will also do the business bylaws, all this.
Kind of under 10.
Ron, I think you're the chair. I'm trying not to be, I'm trying.
I think we need one.
I'll act as a temporary chair. Propose that we have an ad hoc committee to study some of these issues. Does everyone understand what that means and how that would work in this situation?
A temporary committee?
Yeah, it's a temporary committee. It will assist in organizing this association. And as soon as the organization is formed, that committee will dissolve.
Okay, what issues would this group then deal with? Just electing the committee and letting them go off to deal with those issues? I'm not clear how that would come about myself.
I think we might have a small enough group here to, if we attack these issues one at a time, I think we could cover it and have everybody sit in on it rather than splitting up and having to listen to presentations. And
a round table and deal with organizational things first. It's not clear to me that we're going to resolve all of these things.
Sure, of course, there's a tremendous agenda there.
Yeah, just get input and start people thinking.
Yeah, I just want to hear what people say.
I've brought a whole set of bylaws from another laser organization,
great,
larger industry one, and we've discussed this around our shop with principals at Image and some of the key people that work there. So I have an agenda that I'm supposed to bring up here, representing my company.
What is that organization?
The Image Engineering Firm.
Oh, okay.
This is the laser. This says Laser Association of America, and I think they have a lot of common
yes,
goals to ours. And I have their document here.
And I also brought some copies of the Optical Society of America bylaws and the Physical Society bylaws.
Who belongs to this organization here, Scott?
We do. The LIA. And there's some relationship between LIA, Laser Institute of America. I guess that's some sort of training extension of the Laser Association of America.
Separate organizations.
Right.
They were at one time one organization, and then the LAA split off from that. The laser industry basically
I've not dealt with them very much, but they certainly have some things here that do apply to us.
A couple more groups I know up in the Bay Area, Laser Affiliates and Laser.
Laser Art Society for Science Education and Research.
Oh, okay. No idea, but that was two other organizations that are formed as well.
But I would agree the LAA bylaws are probably similar in the sense that those are people in industry who have industry problems. I mean, the list is very similar, as a matter of fact, the things that they're trying to address.
We have discussed considering associating the laser entertainment professionals with LAA as a subgroup.
Do we? We brought that up yesterday too, and my question was: do they share? Are those bylaws showing the same goals as what we want? In other words, I know that we're real small, and if we were associated with a large organization, would that in fact help us, or would it really serve our goal in the entertainment area?
Well, could we possibly have that Xerox, or at least passed out, let us all read over the bylaws, take a vote somewhere later today, at the end of today, maybe modify that to fit ours?
And how about sending a representative to the next LAA meeting and seeing what they do?
Maybe like part of the officer's duty,
Send someone there. That's still a new organization, still trying to bring together. It's not that big. It's only about 50 members, I think, and it's trying to grow.
And what would be an advantage? I mean, if we had 100 members, do we have any more power or any kind of influence with CDRH and the FAA in that? I mean, the association got to, would it be our advantage to have 100 members?
I think so. I'm a member of an organization of pilots that are interested in flying, and we have tremendous organization for pushing from all sides on the FAA. They regularly say, you know, do you have any contact with any people in government that could have an effect on this bill, that bill, these things that are happening? And I think just from the different parts of the country that we're from, I think the CDRH could recognize a unified force coming to them if they heard from many different offices in Washington.
In fact, I spoke with Glenn Sherman a couple of days ago, who's the current president of LIA, and we discussed some of these possibilities, although his feeling was that we should determine first, you know, what our goals were, and then see if there was an overlapping of goals that we would truly be able to get a greater benefit out of by joining forces. So I think this group needs to, within itself, decide what its mission is, what its goals are, and then we can determine if some other organization can help us achieve those or not, or if we need to do it ourselves. So I would propose that we really try to attack a mission statement and see if we can organize ourselves. I think this is a small enough body where we could conceivably do that effectively without a committee. And if there's no objection, maybe we should just go to do that, to see if we can organize ourselves and see if we can articulate our goals. Doctor?
I would propose reorganizing these tables.
Yes,
so around the face each other in a circular or round square.
Good idea.
Yeah. I do think it's important that we not, since we've only got a couple of days here, that we not get too bogged down in protocol and, you know, just spend as little time as possible getting organized so we can get to the heart of the matter that we're all.
Second that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
if we want to rearrange tables, that's fine.
I think that's a good idea, and I think you know, articulating our mission, our goals, are really the key to being able to get on and decide. If first of all, if we have common interests ourselves, we have to agree on that. Once we can agree on that, then we can see if what the logical next steps are.
Certainly it's to advance the cause of space.
Did everyone hear that?
No.
Scott proposed that one of the missions is to advance the applications of lasers in entertainment.
Second one I have to that would be try to get retain our safety with less regulation as a mission for our group.
Special rules for lasers in entertainment in the entertainment world.
Well, I was thinking from an overall, I mean, if it's a mission, in other words, what things would we want to accomplish as a group? So it's going to have to be relatively somewhat vague. Everybody's, I think, disturbed a little bit by all the safety regulations that we have to comply to, so maybe if we could find a way to bring that down a little.
What are we worried that for?
Could we say to maintain high standards of safety and performance, and then as a separate issue, to address
less red tape.
The to address the concerns of the CDRH, or to maybe to
is that
provide
a
more cooperation between the government agencies.
I'd like to hear some people describe their experiences and problems they've had, and if we can hear some people describe their problems, maybe we can decide how to best attack it. But this is all kind of rather vague.
We're only getting a mission statement on that.
Okay.
Is one of the missions of this group to change the relationship between the CDRH and the people in entertainment?
Possibly streamline it. To streamline our paperwork that we deal with.
Eliminate some of the data flow.
Hence less regulation.
Basically, subheadings though, under the main heading here, which is to advance the entertainment laser industry. All of this underneath that is going to help that one goal occur.
Now, what occurs to me is that maybe what we're really looking for is to promote a better understanding between the participants of laser shows, laser entertainment, and the CDRH. Promote a better understanding between us as opposed to trying to change regulations.
Right. They'll be reading this. So what we want to state here is, in a way, showing that we do maintain our standards.
And first of all, you got to understand you're dealing with the United States government, and it's going to be virtually impossible to change many regulations unless you really have a good case. It's going to take time. It's going to have to be well documented, well presented, and you're going to have to substantiate why you want to change. But I think if we can promote a better understanding between us, better cooperation, I think we're going to get the results that we're looking for. But compliance, certainly, in my opinion, is not all bad.
I agree. I've heard horror stories about safety, any one of which could put us all out of business. I've heard of full power beam alignments with people in the room on ladders. And I really don't think that we should support anyone who operates that way.
When did they change from being DRH to CDRH?
This year.
Last year.
That's all. Over
2 years.
My body. Sure.
The latest publication, they said, is CDRH.
So what do we have written up there?
To advance the applications of the laser industry, to maintain standards of safety, and to promote a better understanding between laser entertainers and the CDRH.
I'd like to have maintain standards of safety and performance. I think we really have to have satisfied the customers in order to grow and healthy.
I think we need to advance technology as an association. How it's phrased, someone else could probably phrase it better than I, but we do need to advance as an association the technology base that we have in 1986 to, as a mission goal.
When you say advance, do you mean what Scott was talking about, creating some standards that we...
No, I don't mean...
our development. We all seem to be creating the same thing.
Right.
Reinventing the same thing.
Reinventing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No, I mean new technology. I mean, as an association, the association, through one of its members, tells the association of a new product that's going out on the market. I mean, just so that as a mission statement, we're moving into new technology. That's a goal of the association, is to foster the development of new technology for the industry so the industry can survive. However it's phrased, someone else could do it.
I like that.
Yeah, I certainly think all of us as a group have a lot more clout than any of us individually to get better scanners, or to at least get consistent scanners. I think they're worse now than they've been in a long time.
You've been spinning a few scanners too, huh?
We have a whole table full of them that we own that we can't use and that we didn't blow up.
Well, they shouldn't have blown up, but they did.
No, they won't perform.
We've spun a few that are...
I think this mission statement is a rehashing of the agenda. And those all the items on the agenda seem to be hot topics that probably will continue to be hot topics for this industry for quite a while. So it seems that we should look over that, each topic there, and state it as a mission statement rather than as a topic.
Well, I think we can probably streamline this down into three or four phrases that can sum up the mission statement. I wanted to say something about increasing public awareness of using lasers as an art form, maybe we can coordinate some press releases or publicize certain shows better in terms of letting the public know that there's a network and a growing industry of
that can be